Ever feel like you're drowning in information online? Like trying to drink from a fire hose?
I can relate to that.
Well, today on this deep dive, we're going to talk about how to cut through all the noise and get right to the good stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's where featured snippets come in.
Featured snippets.
They're like the holy grail of SEO, that coveted position zero spot. You know the top of the search results on Google?
Oh, yeah, I know that spot. I love when my search result is right there at the top. Saves so much time.
Exactly. And, you know, most people don't even click past that top result. So getting your website there
is huge.
Right.
So what exactly are these featured snippets?
Well, they come in all sorts of formats. Sometimes it's a paragraph of text. Sometimes it's a bulleted list.
Oh, I've seen those.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or it could even be a table or even a video.
A video. Yeah.
Yeah. It all depends on what people are searching for and how Google thinks it's best presented.
So Google is kind of doing the work for us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is why they're so powerful. They don't just save the searcher time.
They save a ton of time.
Yeah. They also establish your website as like a trusted source of information.
Like Google is giving you a seal of approval.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm starting to get the appeal. So how do websites get chosen for this, you know, featured snippet?
Well, it starts with understanding what Google is looking for.
Okay.
So Google wants to see content that directly answers the user's question.
Makes sense.
So let's say someone searches how to make pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Your content needs to answer that question.
Directly.
Directly. And ideally in like 40, 60 words.
Okay. So like get straight to the point, no beating around the bush.
Yeah. It's not just about being brief, though. You need to think like a search engine.
Okay.
Like we've seen that how-to snippets often favor numbered lists.
Makes sense.
While what is snippets lean towards definition-style paragraphs.
Interesting. So you got to, you know, be smart about how you structure your content and not just the words.
Right. And speaking of structure headers, bullet points, numbered lists, those are all super important.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because they make it easier for Google to understand your content and pull out the most relevant info.
It's like giving them a roadmap.
Exactly. Like you're adding labels to your content so Google can easily find what it needs.
I like that.
And speaking of labels, have you heard of structured data markup?
Vaguely. It sounds kind of technical.
It is a bit technical.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically a way to give Google more information about your content. Like you can use schema markup to clearly label your FAQ pages.
Okay.
So Google knows that they contain question and answer content.
Ah, perfect for snippets.
Exactly.
That's great.
And don't underestimate the power of those little descriptions that you see under your link on Google, you know, the meta descriptions.
Oh, yeah.
Google often pulls content from those for featured snippets.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to be clear, concise.
Catchy,
yeah. And accurately summarize the page.
So it's like a mini advertisement for your website.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got clear answers, good structure, we're, you know, sweet talking Google with structured data, and our descriptions are super catchy. Anything else?
Well, one final tip. Don't be afraid to, like, anticipate what people are searching for.
Okay.
So if there are specific questions related to your topic, answer those questions really clearly in your content.
It's like being proactive.
Exactly.
Providing the answers before people even have to ask.
The more helpful and informative your content is, the more likely it is to be featured.
And you know, that makes sense because Google's all about helping their users find what they need as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a win-win for everyone.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we've laid a good foundation here. Now I want to shift gears a bit and talk about why this matters for people who aren't necessarily website owners or content creators, you know, like the everyday internet users.
Well, even if you're just searching for information,
right.
Understanding featured snippets helps you become a more informed searcher.
Oh, okay.
Like you start to notice patterns in the types of websites that Google prioritizes, which helps you identify high-quality sources more easily.
So it's like knowing the language Google speaks.
Exactly. You can understand how it interprets information.
Oh, that's super helpful.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not just about getting featured yourself. It's about navigating the online world more effectively.
Absolutely. So you want to make sure your website is showing up in those featured snippets.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, who doesn't want more visibility, right?
Right. And internal linking can actually help with that.
Internal linking. Now, I know I should know this, but remind me.
Sure. It's basically linking to other pages within your own website.
Okay. Yeah.
It might seem like a small thing. But
I always forget about it.
Yeah. A lot of people do. But it can make a big difference in how Google sees your content.
Interesting. How so?
Well, when you link to other relevant pages on your website, you're basically creating like this network of information.
Okay.
And this helps Google see how much you know about a particular topic.
Ah, so it's like showing Google that you're not just a one-hit wonder, you're the real deal.
Exactly. And the more Google trusts you as an expert, the more likely they are to feature you in a snippet.
Well, makes sense. Okay, so we've got internal linking. What else?
Long-tail keywords are important, too.
Long-tail keywords. Those are the longer, more specific phrases that people search for, right?
Right. Like, instead of targeting the word shoes, mm-hmm. you might focus on waterproof hiking boots for women size 8.
Okay, much more specific. But how does this relate to featured snippets?
Well, long-tail keywords often lead to more question-based searches.
Oh, I see.
And those trigger featured snippets.
Ah, so it's like you're answering the exact questions that people are typing into Google.
Exactly. And the more you do that, the better your chances of being featured.
Okay, that's a good tip. I actually have a funny story about long-tail keywords. I was looking at my website traffic one time, and someone had found my site by searching for how to teach a squirrel to play the ukulele.
Wow, that's pretty specific.
I know, right? It just goes to show you the crazy stuff people search for online.
It really does.
Okay, back to snippets, though. What else can we do to boost our chances?
Well, creating really thorough, comprehensive content is key.
Like going deep on a topic.
Right. Think about all the questions someone might have and try to answer them in your content.
So you're not just answering one question, you're creating a resource that people can learn from.
Exactly. The more thorough you are, the more likely Google is to see you as an expert.
And the more likely you are to get that featured snippet.
Right. Now, speaking of the future, how do you think featured snippets are going to change as voice search becomes more popular?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, since featured snippets already provide those direct answers, I think they're going to be even more important for voice search.
Right. Think about it. Voice assistants need to be able to read something short and clear.
Makes sense.
And featured snippets are perfect for that.
Yeah, it's like they're already designed for how people are going to be searching in the future.
Yes.
Okay, so featured snippets are super important for SEO, but let's be real, not every website is going to be number one for every keyword.
Yeah, that's true. It's very competitive.
So what if we're just not seeing the results we want? Like, how do we know if we're on the right track?
Well, you got to track your website's performance.
Okay, but how do we do that? Like, what should we be paying attention to?
Google Search Console is a great tool.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
It gives you all sorts of info about how your site is doing on Google.
Okay. So, like, what kind of insights can we get from it?
You can see which keywords are bringing people to your website, how high you rank for those keywords, and if you're showing up in any featured snippets.
Oh, wow. So we can actually see if our efforts are paying off.
Exactly. But you should also be looking at what your competitors are doing.
Oh, that's a good point.
Like, take a look at the websites that are consistently getting those featured snippets.
Yeah.
What are they doing that you're not?
It's like spying on the competition to see what's working for them.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to experiment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, SEO is all about trying new things, seeing what happens, and then tweaking your strategy as you go.
So it's not about finding the perfect formula. It's a process of trial and error.
Right. And remember, featured snippets aren't just about SEO.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, they're also about building trust with your audience.
Okay. Yeah.
When you consistently show up in that top spot, you're basically telling the world, hey, we know what we're talking about.
Right. It's like Google is giving you their stamp of approval.
Exactly.
So featured snippets are a win for everyone. They're good for Google because they can provide better search results for their users.
Right.
And they're good for website owners because they can get more visibility and build trust with their audience.
It's a win-win.
So we spent this whole deep dive talking about these featured snippets and how to get them.
And why they matter.
Right. It's amazing how much impact they can have.
Yeah, it really shows how much SEO has changed. Like, yeah. It's not just about keywords anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you really got to think about the user experience.
Exactly. Like, what are people actually searching for?
And how can you give them the answers they need?
In the best way possible.
As quickly as possible. And featured snippets do that really well.
But especially with voice search becoming more and more popular.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. We've talked about that a bit, but can you expand on that?
Sure. So with voice search, people are asking their devices questions.
Right.
And they expect quick and clear answers. Like, they don't want to listen to a whole long explanation.
They just want the facts.
Right. And featured snippets are perfect for that because they're short and to the point.
It's like they're already speaking the language of voice search.
Exactly. So if you want to stay ahead of the game,
you got to optimize for featured snippets.
Exactly.
Now, we've talked about a lot of strategies and tips, but I think it's important to remember that there's no guarantee you'll get a featured snippet.
Yeah, it's not a magic bullet or anything.
Right. But it's definitely worth trying for.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, we've talked about websites like Wikipedia, Healthline, Investopedia.
Yeah, they're killing it.
They're consistently getting those snippets.
They're the pros.
But that doesn't mean there isn't room for everyone else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many questions out there.
Infinite questions.
And Google needs to find answers for all of them.
So it's not just about competing with the big guys. It's about finding your own niche.
Right. Like, think about what you're good at, what you know a lot about, and focus on answering questions related to that.
Become the go-to source for that specific topic.
You got it.
Okay, so this has been a really insightful deep dive. We've learned a lot about featured snippets.
I think so.
But you know what? I think the biggest takeaway for me is that SEO is all about providing value to your audience.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, if you create great content that actually helps people, Google will notice.
They'll reward you.
And you'll be more likely to get those featured snippets.
So don't try to game the system. Just focus on creating something awesome.
Could not have said it better myself.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.